food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
When we say plastic food, we're not talking about what they make for toy kitchens. We're talking about processed food with altered lab-made ingredients that seem to have plastic-like properties. Carolina, I think it's best to start by explaining what do we mean by lab-made ingredients.
Yeah, so lab-made ingredients is exactly what the word describes. They're not going to be natural, so it's not going to be something that grew from the ground. It's going to be something that was synthetically made inside a laboratory, and usually to substitute a natural ingredient. So it's kind of funny that way. I'll give you a quick example. I think it'll help people really connect the dots here. Fat-free food. We see a ton of fat-free food in the market, right? Well, a lot of these foods still have to have the mouth feel and texture as the regular full fat product for people to buy it. So they took the fat away, which is actually natural, and added something synthetic, a synthetic emulsifier to make it fat-free and still have the mouth feel. But it is synthetic, it is lab-made, and that comes with the whole list of issues.
You know, mouthfeel is one of the primary targets that food companies have when they create a food in their laboratories. If people stop and think about it, when they put something in their mouth, the texture, that mouthfeel, is really a driving force of whether you're going to eat more of it or not. And they are onto that.
Sure.
It breaks my heart, but here we're here to tell you all the good news and keep you aware of what to be looking for. Speaking of looking for, I don't know, I saw this YouTube. I don't know how many people have seen it, but someone took a slice of cheese without the plastic on it and lit, and had a lighter at the corner, and there was a flame. It caught on fire, but so it was so strange. Why was that, Carolina? That just spooked me out.
I know. I watched that too. That was circulating through social media. So I think it was one of those singles cheese products that people use for sandwich, but not the real cheese kind, which means exactly what I was just talking about. A lot of the real ingredients, which, you know, by the way, a little bit more expensive, were taken out, and they added a bunch of synthetic ingredients like different emulsifiers and different preservatives. As a matter of fact, most of those cheese-like single slices that aren't all natural are only about 50 to 51% real cheese, and the rest is all chemicals.
Really?
So the combination of I know,
frankly, yeah,
it's gross. It's just gross, and we're feeding this to our kids, which is the worst.
Yeah.
But anyways, the combination of all those synthetic things, which are all either, you know, petroleum based or derivative of the refining process of oil, are really the basis of this lab made ingredients. And so, I mean, I'm not a food scientist. So I can't pinpoint what it was, but of course the combination of those became very flammable. And when you put fire to cheese, you want it to melt. You don't want it to catch on fire. So
not only that, it burns if I leave it there too long.
Yeah.
And that cheese did not melt or char. And it's that's a real good. I mean, I wouldn't suggest that people go and check all their cheeses by trying to set them on fire, but it's just an example of what we're dealing with.
Well, there's a better way.
Okay. But
yeah, I mean, they don't need to get a lighter and start getting crazy and catch your house on fire. It's simple. Look at the ingredient list. Cheese. I mean, come on, guys. Cheese should say things like milk, salt, cream. It shouldn't say, you know, phosphate this or whatever that. I mean, it should be simple, and it should be, you know, usually I tell people, what would you need to make cheese at home is what you would want to see on the package that you're buying. So yeah, that's a good
great
guideline. Forget the lighter.
we've gotten a little far from the farm, obviously. We really goodness. All right, well, so we've talked about cheese, but there are other plastic like foods out there. And I know a lot of them are because a bleach is used for a grain to make it white. And then and I think that the properties they use to bleach it are the ones that eventually have sort of a plastic result. You want to go ahead and give some examples for that?
Yeah, well, you know, you mentioned that one of the things that the industry is looking for is that mouthfeel that determines if people are going to eat again. Well, the other thing that the industry is very worried about is what it looks like. So when everybody started to eat whole grain, you know, a lot of people weren't tuned to that because it looked weird or they didn't like the color. So bleaching it made it more appealing and it made it look a little bit better, but would still have the grams of fiber that people were turning around the boxes to make sure it had because they were told they needed it. So unfortunately, it was a shortcut taken by the industry by adding the, okay, I don't know if I'm going to say this right, azodicarbamide, which is a chemical. It's the same chemical that they use to make yoga mats and shoes and plastic products. That same exact chemical is actually used, I know, it's used in foods. I mean, a huge sandwich chain was called out on the media about this, and they took it out of their breads. But, you know, guess what? That's one example. A recent environmental working group found that there's still over 500 foods and some healthy foods that have this on the shelves right now. So that's
we're going to do a show on frustrating. What is healthy and unhealthy. It is frustrating. I hate it. It upsets me when something's labeled as healthy and it's got things in it we shouldn't have. So we're talking about hot dog buns, bagels, pizza, tortillas, anything that has been bleached, has a bleach agent used to get that brown out of the natural grain. And you end up with a plastic chemical called, I think, what do they have, an ADA, what's the, ADA is the abbreviation.
Right, yeah.
But it's, because you won't see that on the label, by the way. You just have to use your eyes. We eat with our eyes, right?
I know, it's rough because you're right, it's not everything on the label, but you want to look for natural ingredients when you read the label. And, you know, people are going to ask, okay, well, what do I care? Is that really bad for me? It's gross, but does it do anything? And yeah, there's a ton already of research showing that it can cause asthma and even some skin sensitivities. And also when it's baked, when it's actually heated, it releases a carcinogen called urethane. So that's really scary. We know it's bad for you, but guess what? It's still put into our food. So we just have to be smarter about the food we're buying.
Yeah, and candy's another big category, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we could do a whole show on food coloring, but that's probably the biggest infraction of candy. Most food coloring are somewhat, you know, oil-based or one of those plastic synthetic ingredient based. So food coloring alone is an issue. And then we could expand on like the chewier candies are going to use some sort of emulsifier to get that texture, which, you know, to me, it's like chewing on rubber, but for some reason as a society, we came to have this fixation of having something in our mouth, the gum or something. And so that chewy thing seems to be attracted to a lot of people. But it's unfortunate. Candy is a huge infractor. I really would think 10,000 times before eating a piece of candy.
Well, it's that chewy. When you said chewing gum, how many times do I have, and I don't chew gum these days, but when I would, the flavor would last like 5 minutes and then you're like chewing plastic. It's that rubbery, that's your cue, right, Carolina?
Yeah. Right. I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah, I mean, it's so scary because it is a combination of, you know, that fixation of chewing things and then, you know, what are you actually putting in your mouth and what are you actually eating? So I hope we were able to clarify some of these things and help people look for natural ingredients. And if you see something really funky on the label, don't buy it. Research it before you buy it. Find out what it is. So thank you so much. Look for us on RadioMD.com. And in the meantime, eat well and stay well.